This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The governors of New York and New Jersey declared states of emergency as heavy rainfall and flash flooding caused havoc across the northeastern United States overnight. Power outages were estimated to have hit over 101,000 customers in Pennsylvania and another 100,000 in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. New York City's Central Park recorded 3.15 inches of rain falling in 1 hour last night. The Supreme Court of the United States has refused to block a Texas law banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The judges voted 5-4 early on Thursday to deny an emergency appeal from abortion providers. The Heartbeat Act went into effect on Wednesday in Texas. A majority of American voters, 52% in a Rasmussen poll, say President Biden should resign because of the way he handled the Afghanistan withdrawal. 1,000 likely voters were polled. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now that the United States is out of Afghanistan, military brass spoke at a press conference Wednesday. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was first to speak from the Pentagon.
America's longest war has come to a close.
Later, a reporter presented a question to Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, about negotiating with the Taliban, now in full control of Afghanistan.
We don't know what the future of the Taliban is, but I can tell you from personal experience that this is a ruthless group from the past, and whether or not they change remains to be seen.
Russia has raised concerns over wear and tear of the International Space Station and suggested it could leave the ISS after 2025. Russia is saying at least 80% of in-flight systems on the Russian segment of the ISS had passed their expiration date, and small cracks in the hull could get worse over time. The station was built in 1998. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting a senior State Department official says due to the rapid exit from Afghanistan, the government does not have reliable data on who was evacuated from Afghanistan to the United States. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Wednesday.
Some of those brave Afghans will be coming to make new lives with their families in America after careful screening and security vetting run by our interagency partners. We're temporarily sheltering some of these evacuees at military facilities here at home. Welcoming these Afghans isn't just about what they've done. It's about who we are.
Retired Brigadier General Don Baldick, along with 90 flag officers, are calling for leadership resignations over the Afghanistan withdrawal debacle that got U.S. servicemen and women killed. Mr. Baldick on Fox News.
This is now about a region that has nuclear concerns with Pakistan and India. It has stability concerns up in Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, out west with Iran. I mean, this is a very dangerous neighborhood that it's not just about Afghanistan. And then you extend it to the rest of the world and you see that we are weak. I've been being told by members, military that I served with, that they're on the ground in other places, like Africa and other places, that their partners are telling them, you know, we can't trust America.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, the latest Rasmussen report says presidential, you know, tracking, as they do on a daily basis, shows that 42% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance, 56% disapprove. He's in a free fall here, ladies and gentlemen. The latest figures include 24% who strongly approve of the job Biden is doing. And I'll tell you, that's a bit of a conundrum for me. Only from a standpoint, I want to say to them, I wouldn't mind sitting down with a group or one or two of them, whatever it would be available, who strongly approve of this president's performance, job performance, and just say, help me understand, because I'm not there with you. I don't strongly approve of what Joe Biden has been doing from day one. He's decimated our economy. Our energy independence has gone down the tank. What he's done overseas, I mean, this is Barack Obama and Joe Biden all over again. They wanted us to believe that we had such strong standing overseas, but this is one of the things that Donald Trump had to fix when he took over in office, and we were getting that. I mean, we were on the verge of 5 peace accords with Israel in the Middle East. But I guess the American people said, you know, energy independence, having a secure border, and peace in the Middle East was inconsequential, that we needed to have Joe Biden in office. Well, how do you like that now, okay? With us right now is Megan Barth, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. No complaints. I'm here with the grandkids in Maui, Hawaii. The audience here is, everybody said, we don't want to hear any more about Maui. Bring us to Maui, and then we can talk about it, you know. And I understand. But I got to tell you, the island itself is still a little tight. They're wrapped tight, and understandably. I mean, we're still trying to, you know, deal with COVID, although I find it quite rich. The lieutenant governor, and I was sharing this with the audience in the first hour, lieutenant governor here in Hawaii insists that if we can get 95% of the people to wear masks on the island, then we'll cure COVID. I mean, that's new science, right? It's just like, oh, my gosh, it's never ending, because it goes back to what, you know, that basic principle that we've maintained, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And that's what we have that's problematic. And this is adding to hesitancy, vaccine hesitancy, and any other thing that's going on regarding COVID, is we're long on opinion, short on fact, Megan, in my humble opinion.
Well, yeah, and we've been long on opinion and short on facts ever since this quote-unquote pandemic. The CDC actually just released new data and new numbers that show that over 90% of COVID cases have 6 comorbidities. 6
mm-hmm. Yes.
Comorbidities. And then again, they published the data that I've been saying for months now, that 95% of COVID cases have comorbidities. at least three. It jumps mm-hmm. six when it's 90%. So that, again, leaves that 5% of the total numbers of COVID who died from COVID is as equal to the flu.
It's less than it's half the number. It's about 30,000, and average number somewhere around 50,000-60,000 a year die from the flu. So yeah,
correct.
I mean you're talking half the universe here. I mean it's the stats are right there. But it was interesting, man, because you and I talked about this before when the CDC brought that up. I'm going, whoa, that's pretty honest from them, man. I'm telling you, the mainstream media, legacy media, social media, everybody, Mark Zuckerberg, because you know they're the true arbiters. Or the I shouldn't say true. They're the only arbiters of what they determine to be the truth, and they will cancel anything out. So I guess because that headline got off the pages real quick, and you and I and a few others are the only ones that are talking about it.
Right, and we're also talking about ivermectin, and because ivermectin was proven to be very successful in patients that they used ivermectin early on in treatment of COVID, they recovered much quickly. Now, what we're hearing, of course, from the radical left is that they always have to disparage the truth and label the truth with something disparaging. So now they're calling it horse medicine, and basically ridiculing those who use it. Well, I'd like to remind all of those that are now calling it a horse dewormer, that the FDA approved it for human use in 1996. Also, if you look over towards India, the reason why, and India is a highly densely populated, poor population, you don't see images and you don't hear reports of massive casualties and deaths and suffering in India. Why is that? Well, because India used ivermectin immediately and reduced their COVID cases by 83%.
Wow.
So obviously what India did worked, and they mm-hmm. used ivermectin. But now it's become a source of ridicule of the left, calling it a heart dewormer. And the FDA came out, I believe it was yesterday or this morning, that said, ivermectin can be fatal in high doses. Well, if you take high doses of anything, it can mm-hmm. be fatal, even water. Okay.
Right.
Those
studies. Remember those studies in saccharin that they loaded up these rats with? They murdered them with that white powder. And they said, well, you see, saccharin's bad for you. Well, yeah, exactly. Well, if you, take anything in excess, it's going to kill you, right?
Yes, of course. Like I said, just like water. If you drink too much water, you can kill yourself. So, this is what shows us that with the ridicule, with the lack of scientific backing, and with the forced lockdowns and masks, this is nothing but it's nothing but propaganda. But it's also
Dangerous. It's so dangerous, Megan. And the thing that's so galling is Dorsey and Zuckerberg will allow those tweets and those social media releases to be put out there. And you and I mentioned ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. You really want to see heads split? Mention hydroxychloroquine. Oh my God! The gray matter from the the left and the woke society goes absolutely spastic. But I'm telling you, anecdotally. And the testimonials are profound, and they continue to be reported. But you're not going to hear it from the mainstream media. You're not going to hear it from Dorsey or Zuckerberg because they're not really interested in the whole truth. They're not interested. They've got a whole nother agenda going on that has nothing to do with the safety of Americans. And that's clear, whether we're talking Afghanistan or we're talking COVID or we're talking the southern border. They could care less, Megan.
Well, knowledge is power, and the less knowledge that someone has, the less powerful he is. And so this works really well into the hands of the totalitarian left, whether it's Mark Zuckerberg or Jack of Twitter or the Democrat Party. That's all this has been about, is exercising and wielding power over those who are less powerful in order to, number one, create fear, which is a very strong political tool, the politics of fear, making people afraid. Also, I have to point out that the CDC came out and said that one of the top three comorbidities was anxiety and fear.
Wow.
So you know that old adage when it, you know, it's
7 seconds.
Of mind.
Go ahead. Yes. I'll tell you what, we'll pick it up from there. We've got more after the break. Stay with us. Megan Barth is with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Oh, that God would open our eyes to see our redemption. Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth is with us, the founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com. You know, Megan, what this all comes down to, it is a consistent issue in our country. And that is the ruling class continues to flood us with lies. Case in point, which you feature at ReaganBabe.com, is Afghanistan, the big con. I mean, this has been a 20-year con. And to hear people talk about, that supposedly it was a last-minute, plan to exit Americans, to exit supporters, the Afghanis that supported us, is a huge lie. We spoke with a Lieutenant Colonel Dobb here this week. He was there in Afghanistan for tours of duty, and his job was to work on this contingency plan for exit out of Afghanistan. For 10 years that he was working on this. And so this idea that this was something that was just thrown together between the generals and Joe Biden is another part of this big con that we've been bathed in.
Yeah, absolutely. You would think after 20 years, or at least during that time, like Lieutenant Colonel had indicated, they would have an exit strategy. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be in the military or have a high IQ to expect that and to plan accordingly. After 20 years, we would expect, much like Donald Trump had a withdrawal plan. No one was against the withdrawal. We had been there for 20 years. We were tired. It was trillions of dollars. But we certainly didn't. Trump certainly wouldn't have, number one, left Americans behind. Number two, he wouldn't have evacuated the military prior to leaving Americans behind. And he wouldn't have abandoned $85 billion worth of military equipment, which now, according to reports, is headed to Iran, mm-hmm. and also being yeah. used by the Taliban. So after 20 years,
which by the way, Megan, that has been scrubbed from the government website. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they took all that information down. I think it was yesterday or the day before, according to Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books. Amazing.
Yeah, a propaganda campaign, which we have seen General Miley and General Austin to coordinate along with this White House. No one can look at this withdrawal and say it was an extraordinary success unless, of course, you're demented like Joe Biden. And that's exactly what Joe Biden said the other day, that he wouldn't mm-hmm. have done anything different. And this was an extraordinary success. Well, if this was an extraordinary success, I would hate to see what failure looks like. So now what the Taliban has after 20 years is one of the best military arsenals in the world. They're now using the military arsenal and sharing it with Iran. And again, this is Obama 2.0. Let's not forget that Obama gave Iran pallets of untraceable, unmarked currency in a variety of currency, upwards to the tune of $2 billion in cold, hard, untraceable cash. He did that in the dead of night. We weren't supposed to know about it. We found out about it. So like Obama, Joe Biden is arming our enemies and empowering our enemies with American dollars and American military equipment at the expense of American lives. If this doesn't rise up to the level of treason, I'm not sure what rises up to the level of treason.
Well, this is why people are yelling he needs to resign. He needs to get out of there. I mean, beyond his incompetence, I mean, there's so much pressure. Even the Democrats are having a hard time. And look at the polling. Over 50% of America is disapproving of this president's job. They want an audit. They want an audit conducted. And that number is growing. It's been growing since the first quarter of this year, Megan Barth. And these are serious headwinds that are going to even pick up more steam because of the obvious level of incompetence of this president. And you even report that there's 15 million ballots unaccounted for in the 2020. I mean, we keep getting the truth is being one drip after another is being dropped into our skulls, and it's brain damaging. And then the mainstream media, including even Fox, is sold out on this deal that they want us to believe it was a legitimate election. Give me a break.
Yeah, and those are the numbers produced by J. Christian Adams of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, who looked at all of the, specifically the swing states, excuse me, and found that 15 million ballots are unaccounted for across a variety of states. And then when we look down in Georgia, 335,000 ballots have no chain of custody, 72,000 of those ballots out of one county only. So not only was state law violated, but federal law was violated. And not having chain of custody is so incredibly important because you want to make sure that that ballot is cast from a true living person.
Exactly.
And you do that through a variety of verification steps, which were all ignored during, quote unquote, COVID. That's why the Democrats basically want to codify all of the fraud they committed in 2020 through H.R. 1, because that will give them unlimited, unabated power from here to perpetuity.
Yeah, it'll be just like California. Megan Barth, I mean, think about this. What was perpetrated? I mean, if you remember, and Donald Trump got a lot of heat for this in his conversation, you know, the leaked phone call with the director of elections with Georgia. When he asked him, he says, can you find me 11,000 votes? I mean, here we're talking hundreds of thousands of votes that chain of custody is compromised. And so a request from the president just saying, and I'm sure, when he said it in a way, it was kind of like maybe a little bit of a poke, maybe some seriousness about it. But I mean, his request to find 11,000 votes when you've got hundreds of thousands of votes that are irresponsibly flying all around, that there's no chain of custody over. I mean, you can't find 11,000 votes to make sure that we've got some sort of validity there in Georgia, because not only did we lose the presidency, then we lost two Senate seats that were all part and parcel of this whole cabal, right?
Well, and that's what's so very important, is not just to think of this as national fraud, but also localized fraud, where we have a balance in Congress that might be illegitimate. We've got, like you said, we lost the Senate because of this fraud. There's also other local elections that were impacted, even city councils, and all the way down the ticket. This is down ticket fraud, not just top ticket fraud. And this is how Democrats hold their power. If we had voter ID, Bill, you and I both know it, and the majority of Americans, over 70% of Americans, want voter ID. And this is why the Democrats resist voter ID at every turn. Why? Because that would establish chain of custody.
Well, they're the party of voter fraud, Megan, and they've done this, and they've been doing this all along. I mean, I thought the thing that was quite galling was, even in reference to voter fraud in the recent campaign, the 2020 elections, the Democrats admitted, they said, well, if the truth be known, John F. Kennedy, he won by fraud. It was, what the Daily Machine brought in for John F. Kennedy in the waning hours of that election in 1960, and Richard Nixon just took it on the chin, for the sake of the peaceful transfer of power. So, this is all part and parcel. I mean, this is acquiescence by the GOP that has allowed voter fraud to go on forever, for decades. This wasn't something that was just done, under Obama or with Trump. I mean, this has been a legacy, a sad legacy on our country.
Let's not forget Al Franken won because of voter fraud, and that is exactly why we have Obamacare.
Well, there it is. President Obama said himself, elections have consequences, right, Megan?
That's right.
Well, here we are, and we're living it right now, the horror of Afghanistan and the pride of America, very tarnished as a result of this president. Say what you want to say, but clearly the blood, the responsibility of Afghanistan is at the feet of one Joe Biden. Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. As always, Megan, appreciate the time. You take care. Godspeed,
thank
my
you.
Friend.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The governors of New York and New Jersey declared states of emergency as heavy rainfall and flash flooding caused havoc across the northeastern United States overnight. Power outages were estimated to have hit over 101,000 customers in Pennsylvania and another 100,000 in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. New York City's Central Park recorded 3.15 inches of rain falling in 1 hour last night. The Supreme Court of the United States has refused to block a Texas law banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The judges voted 5-4 early on Thursday to deny an emergency appeal from abortion providers. The Heartbeat Act went into effect on Wednesday in Texas. A majority of American voters, 52% in a Rasmussen poll, say President Biden should resign because of the way he handled the Afghanistan withdrawal. 1,000 likely voters were polled. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Well, as we kick off another school year, let's consider how our children are getting to class. Millions of kids from across the country will be riding a school bus at the beginning and the end of each day. And this year, there's an even stronger emphasis on making sure that the ride to school is beneficial for both the students' health and the environment. There's a clean energy that can achieve that goal today. It is propane. Joining us today is Tucker Perkins from the Propane Education and Research Council to tell us more about the benefits of propane, energy for everyone. Tucker, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. I'm glad to be here today.
Hey, good. Why should we want our kids riding to school in propane-powered school buses?
Well, because, Bill, a propane-powered school bus is not only healthier for the child, it's really better for the school system, it's better for the community those buses travel in, and better for the environment. You know, it's shocking to me that the way children ride to school today is pretty much the same way they rode to school 25 years ago, in this older, dirty diesel school bus. And we now know that diesel school buses just are not only expensive to operate, but they're really not. They are harmful to the child, and they're harmful to the community, and they're bad for the climate. And we realized about 10 years ago there had to be a better way, and that every child deserves to get to school in a safe, clean, healthy ride. And one way to achieve that is in a propane-powered school bus.
Well, Tucker, you bring out a good point that it is, it's cheaper, it's cleaner, it's healthier for our kids. Can you give us a little bit more information on why propane buses are better for a child's health?
Yeah, I think, and that's really where it all starts, right? They're better for a health because they're really free of those harmful pollutants. Think yourself about maybe you've been behind a school bus when it pulled away, or certainly you've been behind a truck when you see it go away from a stoplight, and the first thing you notice, I think, is that cloud of black smoke coming out of the tailpipe. That black smoke's in the community, it's inside the bus. With a propane school bus, that cloud of black smoke is gone. And in that cloud are some pretty harmful emissions, nitrogen oxides, which are really harmful to all of our lungs, but especially harmful to a child's lungs, leads to things like asthma and bronchitis. It also contains particulate matter, which now we know is a carcinogen. With a propane school bus, that black smoke is gone. Those emissions are gone. That's really why it's better for the child and the driver on that bus.
Exactly, and I think it's easy to understand that low-emission buses can improve academic performance, right?
Yeah, a study by Georgia State kind of revealed that children that rode to school in a low-emission bus actually tested higher in math and science. And as we talked with teachers, we knew that our buses were quieter. Propane buses are much quieter, and we hear the drivers can hear the students' conversations, but we also know from the teachers that the children arrived to school more ready to learn and got into learning mode faster. The Georgia State study also revealed that children that go to school in low-emission buses tended to go to school more days. They weren't homesick with asthma, bronchitis, some kind of a lung illness. And so those two factors come together to really create a more positive environment for learning. So just another one of those ways that a modern propane school bus is better for the child and the community.
Well, let's talk about how it's better for the environment.
Well, classically, when we talk about better for the environment, I think today we think about reducing greenhouse gases. And certainly a propane bus compared to a diesel bus reduces greenhouse gases. But I love to go a little bit further and think about everywhere these buses travel, whether it's in your neighborhood or in your town, those emissions are cleaner. They're quieter. A lot of homeowners talk about how much they prefer that quieter bus in their neighborhood, and they cost a lot less to operate. Because they cost less, both in initial and operating cost, school systems can get rid of those older, dirty diesel buses, in some cases, four times faster. And that's really how we're going to change clean student transportation, by getting rid of those older, dirty diesel buses and replacing them with modern transportation like propane school buses.
Exactly. We're talking to Tucker Perkins from the Propane Education and Research Council about, having our kids have a more successful school year by driving a bus that is, that is a propane school bus. Are they more affordable, and what is the cost?
Well, they're cost about the same as diesel. And so that's good news. And then as we think about modern school transportation, we often think about either, there are really only two ways to achieve it today. I think that's either propane or electric. And while there are some range advantages of propane over electric, and perhaps in colder climates, a propane bus is more comfortable for the driver and the students, the real benefit is that you can buy four propane buses for the cost of one electric bus. And that's how we're going to really change student transportation, is in getting rid of those older, dirty diesel buses at four times the rate.
Mm-hmm. So if parents want propane buses for their kids, what can they do to make that happen, Tucker?
Well, we created a website. It's called BetterOurBuses.com, and it really is a place where parents, and we always want parents to be involved in their child's education, this is how they learn to ask the right questions about the fleet choices their school systems are making. Because they've, as much as we're proud that this morning 1.3 million children rode to school in every state across this country in a propane school bus, we've only penetrated about 5% of the market. Parents need to engage, and they can find how to engage at BetterOurBuses.com.
Well, Tucker Perkins has been our guest, the president and CEO of the Propane Education and Research Council. Tucker, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Bill, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Kind of amazing when you think about it. Only 5% penetration when you've got all this great benefit of propane buses. Maybe, you talk about infrastructure and things that, can... stimulate common sense. This is one of those things. So we're grateful for Tucker Perkins, coming on and talking about these low emission buses, how they're benefiting student health and the environment. He's an energy expert and CEO of PERC,
the Propane Education and Research Council, Tucker Perkins. You know, we get requests, you know, people say, hey, can you play that audio track again from, you know, that comedian? She was just so funny talking about, you know, the reality of the confusion of, you know, dealing with, you know, with COVID and what we're supposed to be doing right now. Melissa Lev, I thought, well, we got a little bit of time. Let's bring her back and listen to her common sense approach to COVID.
Yeah, I really don't understand why everybody isn't following the same rules right now. They're very clear, so let's take a minute and let's go over them again. First, you must not leave the house for any reason, unless, of course, you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open, and all stores must close unless, of course, they need to stay open. This virus is deadly, but don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. We should stay locked down until the virus stops infecting people. And it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected that we build immunity. So it is very important that we get infected and also do not get infected. You should not go to the doctor's office or the hospital unless you have to go there. Unless, of course, you are too sick to go there. This virus has no effect on children except for those children in which it affects. The virus remains active on different surfaces for 2 hours or 4 hours or 6 hours, but in most cases it's days and not hours, and it needs a damp environment or a cold environment that is warm and dry in the air, unless the air is plastic. Schools are closed, so you need to homeschool your children unless you can send them to school because you are not home. If you are at home, you can school your children using various portals and online classrooms unless you have poor internet, more than one child, only one computer, or you are working from home. Baking cakes can be considered math, science, or art. If you are home educating, you can include household chores within their education curriculum. And if you are home educating, you may start drinking at approximately 10 a.m. every day. If you are not home educating children, you may also start drinking at approximately 10 a.m. Masks are useless at protecting you against the virus, but you still need to wear one because it can save lives. And in some cases, it may even be mandatory, but also maybe not. You must not go to work, but you can get another job, at which point you may go to work. Stay home. I don't know how many more celebrities we need to have tell you how important it is to go outside and take care of your mental health. There is no shortage of groceries in the supermarket. There are simply many things missing. You don't need to go buy a bunch of toilet paper.
You see how simple it is? You see, it really is pretty simple. You know, but we've just complicated this thing, haven't we? We just appreciate her bringing some humor and levity, well, certainly to a serious issue, that those that are in control would want to stay in control. So they figure if they scare the heck out of us and confuse the issue all the more, they can stay there. And, of course, if you happen to be an elected official...
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Good to have Evie Bear Carroll back with us. Always nice. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. She's pinch hitting for Dr. Ted. But hey, look, at anytime we can get Evie in the house, it's always good. Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, good. The kids are behaving themselves, minding their P's and Q's and all those other letters they're supposed to mind?
Just for the moment. You know, they may not be in the next couple moments, but...
Well, that's, you know, this is why we have kids, because it is. It's just so that we can enjoy the moments in between. But then they grow up so quick, Evie. Let me tell you, I mean, as I mentioned to you, we're here overlooking Kanapali Bay. I wish you could see this. It's just gorgeous in Maui, Hawaii. And we're here with the grandkids, the 5 and the 2-year-old, two little boys. And they're just such a blessing. It is so cool to be around them as they, you know, experience life. You know, just as you're seeing with your kids, is that each moment of revelation and new awareness is just so cool, isn't it?
I love it. It's totally fresh perspective every single day, and it just brings you a lot of joy.
Yeah, it really does. It makes you appreciate things. I mean, it's the circle of life, you know, you're going through it, and then you just really allows you to kind of live life one more time. And I can appreciate how those parents vicariously enjoy their lives through their kids, because whether it's kids or grandkids, you know, like I said, they, you know, just kind of renew things and help you appreciate, you know, the little things. It's just kind of like, you know, the other night we were with the kids, and the bigger brother was making sure this little brother was, you know, there with him. He was watching over. And it's just such a sweet moment, you know. And I sometimes, you know, appreciate those moments like that and say, okay, God, I could die tomorrow. And, you know, this has just been such a great blessing to be able to watch that. Because, you know, Jackson's telling little Oz, come on, Ozzy, come on. You know, and, it's just really a cute and precious dynamic.
It's amazing because the bond that, you know, God's placed within these siblings is just incredible, you know. There's just nothing like it. So it's a beautiful thing.
Well, let's talk about, you know, what's happening, you know, at Movie Guide. And, you know, we got some movies and some episodes to talk about, like What If? Tell us what's going on here.
Well, What If is a Marvel series that's on Disney Plus. And we do say there's some cautionary elements. So what I would say is more teens and above. It follows our, you know, characters that we like, Captain America. But this time, Captain America, who's his name is Steve Rogers, is injured. And so Peggy, a woman named Peggy, has to take over and do some of his job. But this show has different characters in it. So it's not just it's not just Captain America's, you know, time frame. It's different characters throughout every different episode. And so, and the Wakanda's in there, Prince T'Challa's in there. So there's some fun things if you're into, you know, the Marvel universe. It, you know, we have said that it's pretty clean. It's an animated series and there's some good themes to it. So that's what we say about it.
Yeah, the thing that's tough for me is that I'm, you know, I appreciate the Marvel Universe from a distance. I'm not that engaged. And then you get new names and new figures and everything like that. And to try to get caught up to speed, you know, the kids will spend a little bit of time and break it down for you. But after that, they lose some patience. Oh, Grandpa, just watch. I said, okay.
There are so many characters. You are right. And then you've got the DC universe and you got the Marvel universe, and it's just how do you keep track of it? But people who are really fans of it, right, these are the movies of our time right now, because they just keep producing them, right? And they just keep bringing them in, and they know they'll make millions and millions of dollars, almost $1 billion at the box office. So we know that's why Marvel's making them and why DC is making them. But a lot of times they do have the good themes of, you know, sacrificing yourself for the greater good and putting away your wants and just doing stuff for other people, which is always a great theme, especially for teenagers to hear.
Exactly. And of course, then you tell the kids, you know, you give them your reference. Gosh, you know, back in the days, you know, all we had to follow was Superman, you know, the Rifleman, maybe Maverick, you know, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, you know, I mean, it was pretty basic. I mean, here in these different episodes, I mean, you've got dozens of characters coming at you, but it really kind of makes you realize that maybe our youth, though maybe a little bit more innocent and less complicated, because we didn't have so many characters to follow, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, they'll say, oh, those people are somehow they'll find something to cancel with those ones that were so cherished back in the day, right? They're going to put a spin on it, and we won't be able to watch those, and we have to watch the new people. So.
Exactly. You know, and I mentioned, to your point, I mentioned the Lone Ranger and Tonto, and they probably have been canceled more than once just for fun, because they get bored. They have, you know, and you know, it's like, okay, what's the latest old new target that they need to go after? Well, that aside, let's talk about Shang-Chi. I love this, and the Legend of the Ten Rings. How did you review this one?
One, but the reason that I wanted to talk to you about it, because it's the big Disney movie that's coming up in theaters, and it's coming this weekend, and so and on Disney Plus, and so they're really promoting it, and so I just wanted to talk about it. This one is kind of a different one, so we say we gave it more of an older teen and above. We wouldn't recommend it for younger audiences, and it's well made. It's just, it's got some interesting things in it. What happens is it's about a Chinese superhero who runs away from his father, who's a criminal, and his father is actually an assassin. And so there's, you know, some different elements of this movie, but, the father uses these 10 powerful arm rings, you know, these, because the movie's called Ring, The Legend of the Ten Rings. And so the father is using the rings in order to be a deceiver and to do these kind of evil acts and cause, you know, villainous terror in the world. And his son is the one that's trying to save the day, Shang-Chi. Which you may be saying better than I'm saying, pronouncing. But it's an interesting movie. It's more martial arts, right? Because and it has very good martial arts. There are some redemptive themes. There's a baptism and there's some sacrifice, you know, sacrificing yourself for the greater good, like I was talking about before. And so there are some good themes in there.
Well, is it? It sounds like it's going to be one of those movies that's not going to cause too much problems with the CCP then, huh? They're going to does this have their stamp of approval on it? As we know, the communist Chinese, they're checking all our movies more than twice, you know.
Right. Well, I think that they'll, you know, I don't know what, I could never get into what they think about stuff, but, you know, this one probably is something they're favoring a little bit more.
Well, exactly. Okay. And speaking of China, boy, this is very nice of them. They want to ban online gaming for children on weekdays. So you can only have your kids doing online gaming on Saturday and Sunday. What the Chinese are such giving people, huh?
Yeah, and this is the weird thing. I mean, yeah, so they've decided that they're going to ban gaming, and you can do gaming for 1 hour from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you're 18 years old on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. So the point of this article really is that they are controlling the situation, controlling what people do. We never want to get to that point and where we are, and you know, with what the government kind of tells us what we can and can't do. Interesting.
Exactly. So this is we're not dealing with that right now. This restriction is only in China, or you know, are they trying to throttle back everywhere around the world?
This is in China. This is in China right now, and so it's just an interesting situation, right? That they've put. You know, people, there are ways that people are able to get around these things. You know, they always said, oh, China couldn't have Facebook, and then the team somehow figured out to have Facebook. It's just like when you restrict your child from watching something. Somehow, you watch that child, you're not supposed to watch that, right?
Right, exactly.
So.
No, those little boogers, they're always come up with creative ways and end arounds and everything like that. Because later on, they become politicians. Just saying.
That is a very good note.
Did I say that out loud? I thought I was only thinking it. I'm sorry, Effie. I need to behave myself. You see, you bring that part out in me. Now I sound like Joe Biden. Now I'm blaming you. I can't take responsibility. I'm sorry. Two political things in almost one paragraph here. Enough of this stuff. Let's talk about Mike Rowe. He's joining Fox Business Primetime with a new show. What's his new show?
Has proven to be a good guy with his shows. You know, Dirty Jobs is a great show because it shows, you know, Americans working hard and having the American dream, right? And so he has, he now has a new show, and it's going to be on Mondays, How America Works at 8 p.m., and he narrates it, and it kind of highlights workers whose jobs are around the clock. So, you know, I like this fact that he is always highlighting the people who are working very hard, and they're working in jobs that are needed, and he's supporting them, and he's showing their families, and he's showing kind of the backbone of America, really.
Right. It really is the forgotten man and woman of America, isn't it? These, in some cases, thankless jobs. But, boy, I'll tell you, it would be absolute havoc without them. And they're so faithful. And everything is just seamless the way they operate. And they bless us all, and including Mike Rowe, to bring it to the forefront like this and to acknowledge and kind of remind us that and cause us to think for just a moment what it would be like if they weren't there, right? She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie Bear Carroll has been with us. Evie, the website where they can go to get to stay on top of all the reviews and the latest entertainment news?
That's movieguide.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters...